I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut recently became the first state in the nation to require its police officers file a report after using an electronic stun gun or taser. The first year of that data is now in, and it says tasers are used more frequently on minority suspects. Last year, police officers reported 610 individuals involved in taser incidents. That's where a suspect was either stunned or threatened by a taser. In a report released today by the state, those statistics show police use tasers more in interactions with minority suspects than they did with whites. The data also indicate Hispanic and black men were more likely to be shocked with a taser versus just warned.
White individuals were much more likely to be warned and not tased. Hispanic and, in particular, black individuals involved in taser incidents were much more likely to be tased and not warned.
Ken Barone is one of the report's co-authors. He says nearly all individuals tased were men, and the vast majority of them were unarmed.
Over 200 of the 600 people involved in taser incidents were described as emotionally disturbed or suicidal, and unarmed and emotionally disturbed. And I think we've got to do a better job understanding those situations.
Barone says one way to better understand is to tighten state reporting requirements, mandating officers file paperwork that they're already filling out in their departments, like use of force or case incident reports, alongside the one-page taser use summaries.
And not as a way to second-guess them, right? I mean, we're not here to say whether it was justified or not justified. That's not our job. But just to provide more context around, and also for us to better understand, like, are these tools effective? Are they an effective tool in dealing with emotionally disturbed people?
According to the state ACLU, since 2005, 18 people have died after being tased by Connecticut police. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.